This evening, amen. Bring a lake of fire, amen. And we get it all together. If I have us a bonfire, amen. We got Brother Diggs here tonight. I'm excited. I love Brother Diggs. He's a wonderful man of God, and I enjoy his ministry. So I look forward to a wonderful time. Let's sing the Worshippers Arise, key of G. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Sing it again. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise, and let the sons and the heavens ring. This is our song, song to our King. Let the worshipers arise, and let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. Oh, I surrender to the and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. Oh, I surrender to the King. Amen. I think some of you know this song. Everybody will be happy. Well, everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. Well, we will shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy over there. Sing it again. Well, everybody will be happy, will be happy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God's not dead. He is alive. My God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart. I feel him all over. Just remember, you're in Sunday school, okay? Well, God's not dead. He is alive. My God's not dead. He is alive. My God's not dead. He is alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart. I feel him all over. One last time. Come on, old people. Well, God's not dead. He is alive, my God's not dead. He is alive, God's not dead. He is alive, I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart. I feel him all over me. Praise the Lord. I got smiles. Amen. Well, we're going to go to prayer. We have a number of needs. Brother Barry was texting me. He's not with us today. He's not feeling well. He's hurt his back, so he wants us to remember him in prayer. We want to remember Brother John Harwell. He's in the hospital, still getting testing. Brother Keith, as most of you know, he was had surgery today. He's in recovery. I want to remember Wells, recovering from virus cold. Noah Britton has flu-like symptoms, and as I mentioned, Brother Barry, he's just nursing a back, and back's been bothering him, and Rachel Pritchard is also nursing some back pain. Lucas Walters, he's fighting some virus symptoms. John Cockman family, we want to remember them, and also I think this Friday, Grace, you're leaving for New Zealand, so we want to pray for you, and Traveling Mercies, and several of the Shingle Hollow brothers are fighting, a forest fire in their area. So we just want to lift them up in prayer tonight. The Lord will watch over them. And then we want to remember Brother Brian McCall, as he had some skin scraped on his face. So we just want to remember him as well, lift him up in prayer. If you have a need, ask Brother Chris if you'd come. He has an announcement after, so I'll have him come and just take us to the throne of grace. If you have a need, just raise your hand. Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to be in your house tonight. Lord, we've heard many of the needs that have been brought before the people. Lord, those that are spoken, some that have been unspoken. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those that couldn't be here tonight, all those that have a need, Father. Lord, we lay them at your throne and just ask that you'd have your perfect will and way in each one. Lord, we just ask you'd be with Brother Diggs tonight. Lord, speak through him, speak to our hearts, draw us closer to you so that at the end of the day we can leave just that much closer to you, Father. We love you, we thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you want to go ahead and have your seats. So just by way of quick announcement, it is that time of year again for tax season. Contribution statements for 2024 have gone out in two primary mediums. So there's gone out via the U.S. Postal Service, or if I have an email address for you, I've emailed them to you. So please check your inboxes and your junk mail to make sure that you receive those. If you do not get one and you want and or need one, please either contact me directly or contact the church, and I've got access to those accounts, and we can make sure that we get you taken care of. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Amen. I like to sing number 2004, just kind of a song that I just love, and it's an older song, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait. So just get ready to receive Brother Diggs. Amen. Let's sing this as a prayer.
Teach me, Lord, to wait, hold down. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to pray in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Hearts are aflame. Help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed and keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want. Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Let's sing it again as Brother Diggs comes.
They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
I forgot about the tithes and offerings. Why don't you brothers come on up? Let's stand. Have the brothers come.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for the opportunity to be here. Lord, we ask you to be with us part of our worship. We ask you to be with our beautiful word as it comes forth tonight. We ask you in Jesus' name.
Amen. As Brother Day comes, let's just sing the chorus. There is a fountain.
There is a fountain opened in the house of David to you, who would believe. And there are streams of
that's
going down from Calvary. Come now and receive.
One more time, there's a fountain.
There is a fountain opened in my of day.
God has truly been good to us. He's forever faithful. His eye is forever on the sparrow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are glad to be here. We thank God for the traveling mercies that He's given us. And I know it was mentioned earlier in the prayer request, Brother Barry also spoke to me. You know, traveling is not easy. You know, and sometimes your body needs a rest. So let's continue to pray for our pastor as he, you know, rests his body and, you know, all the other different needs that may preside in the church. Let's just go before the Lord in prayer and we'll get right into the Word of God. Lord God, Father, we thank you today, Lord, for just being such a faithful God, Lord. Lord, and many a times we don't know what to ask for or even how to ask for it. But Lord, your measure of grace that's upon our lives is so sufficient, Lord. And Lord God, we just want to say thank you tonight, Lord, for the prayers you've already answered, Lord. And Lord God, we just ask you to touch those bodies, Lord, that need to be touched, Lord, the different families that may be out because of sickness, Lord. We know that we have a promise that you're the Lord our God that healeth us from all our diseases, Lord. And Father, we hold to that promise tonight, Lord, and we pray that the blessings of the kingdom be upon us as we go forward through the preaching of the gospel, Lord. We pray that you will anoint both speaker and hearer, Lord, that your name may be magnified. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Amen. That volume sounds really, really good. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20. Let's start at verse 15. 2 Chronicles 20 and 15. Then we're going to go to Psalms 100. Beginning at verse 15, the Bible says, "And he said, Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's." Amen. The battle, let me say that again. The battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zee, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Let's go to Psalms, the book of Psalms 100. We're going to start at verse 1. Psalms 100, verse 1. The Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is good. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Amen. May the Lord have blessed you to read of his word. You can have your seats tonight. You know, by the grace of God, I want to, you know, just talk to you tonight, encourage you. You know, my subject is, you know, your approach to God. That's my subject, your approach to God. You know, and, you know, we all have, you know, questions and desires and things we're praying about. Amen. All of us have something that we go to the Lord and we ask him. And sometimes he answers right away. Sometimes it lingers, and sometimes we don't hear anything.
But what I want to, one thing I want to answer tonight, we want to be sure that if God is still, it's not because we have the wrong approach. It's because, you know, he's just quiet and still. He's doing something in our lives. But, you know, as I read the Bible, you know, the Bible also says in Psalms chapter 13, verse 5, it says, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? You know, these kind of statements, you know, you think about a person who's making these kind of statements. They at one place, at one point of time in their life, they had an experience with God that put God above everything.
Yes.
And that's how we should be, church. We think about it. When we approach God, how do we approach? You know, we ask God, we go down in prayer too many times, and y'all heard me say this before, too many times we go to God in prayer and we talk about the devil more than we talk about him. The devil this and the devil that, and my bills and my sickness and my this and blah, 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 blah. That's not how you approach God. God knows that he's created the enemy, but you know, he asked the question. He went to Peter and him. He says, who do men say that I am? See, God wants to know what do we think about him. Hallelujah. And your actions and your approach tells how you think about him. But let's look at it, church. If I can you put that quote up for me? You know, I was reading this, I was listening to this, and this just kind of jumped out at me. You know, in your prayer moments, when you're approaching God, how do you approach him? Do you go straight down like, Lord, I need, I need, I need? It has to be a different approach. Amen. Listen to what the prophet of God says. He says, men and women who live in there, hallelujah, are misunderstood. He's talking about an atmosphere. He's talking about living in a holy, clean atmosphere. He says, you see it, they become peculiar. They don't hear the things of the world. Or if they do, they don't pay attention to them. They just move on. God never put that in there for nothing. God never come for just any haphazard way. See, he said, you don't just approach God any kind of way. There's a certain way we approach God. And what I love about this message, hallelujah, if we have Bible questions, there's Bible answers. Hallelujah. Amen. We have spiritual questions, there's spiritual answers. Amen. That's why God sent the prophet to tell us what was on God's mind. But listen to what he says. He says, prayer is not a perhaps. Prayer is a sincere thing. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is not get down, shut your eyes, and think about your washing and your work and your doing. Say, Lord, help me. And John, how often do we approach God just like this? We get down in prayer and we tell God immediately what's on our mind. He said, that's not how you approach God. Hallelujah. You don't get down and say, Lord, me and John, me and Sister Susie, we need this and we need that. He said, you don't approach God like that. He said, it's a sincere work. It's a sincere act. Amen. And then he goes on, he says, heal Miss Jones and so forth. He said, that's not prayer. That's repeating some words. He said, but prayer is to come into an atmosphere. When you realize that you're in the presence of God and you're moving, hallelujah, to then in the deepness of sincerity, hallelujah. Now we ask ourselves, if I was asked this question, how many of us want to be in that place? About six of you? Oh, y'all know it's coming. Don't we really want to be in that place where your prayer is sincere and you're moving, hallelujah. You're not just there in your living room or in your bedroom or in your closet, but you're moving in a whole other atmosphere where you know you're not alone. Hallelujah. And that's more than just repeating what I need or getting down, hallelujah, saying some things about what happened today. But you know you have an audience with God. That's what we want. Hallelujah. He said, let's keep reading. He said, but prayer is to come in an atmosphere where you realize that you're in the presence of God and you're moving, hallelujah, to then in the deepness of sincerity. Now he gives instructions. He says, first, it's a worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of us go to God, we go to prayer, before we ask anything, we start to lift him up? We start to say, oh, God, how great you are. Oh, God, you kept me through this day. Oh, God, I'm in my right mind. I got my strength in my body. How often do we leave those things out when we pray? Let's check our approach tonight, because we're approaching. He said, the scripture says, even the holy angels are unclean in his presence. So we have to think about, hallelujah, what kind of God we're approaching. Amen. He said, first, it's a worship. Hallelujah. He said, then after the worship of prayer, He said, first is a worship. Oh, Jehovah, how I love you. You see, hallelujah. Then after the worship of prayer, then you come with a silent, hallelujah, a sincere heart, hallelujah, asking, amen. That's after you worship, hallelujah. You worship, and see, what does the worship do? The worship gets God attention. Hallelujah. And I say tonight, hallelujah, how many of us tonight came to church? We entered into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with what? Praise. How many of us came tonight with that attitude, with that kind of approach? I'm not just coming to church, but I'm coming to get in his presence. Hallelujah. I'm going to be in his presence. But it says, into the gates, into the courts, with thanksgiving and praise. Now I wonder how many of us, when we stepped in Hickory Bible Tabernacle, first thing we did was gave God some thanksgiving. Whew. All right. Now that we've established that, the approach, let's go back to 2 Chronicles 20. I ain't gonna be long tonight. Y'all know I'm about to close. Hallelujah. What does the right approach do? The right approach will get God's attention. Hallelujah. But the thing of it is you just can't go off of what somebody else did. You have to find that place yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have to get familiar with that place. And what I love about that place, the prophet of God said, hallelujah, If you ever do a thing and God moves, he said, God can't change. So he said, as long as you meet God on those conditions, he will meet you every time. So once you find the right approach, God will always meet you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. You see how important it is. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20. Let's start back at 2 Chronicles 20. I'm going to do some reading tonight. I hope y'all don't mind. Let's start at verse 5. Hallelujah. Back me up to verse 5. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 5. Now, before we get, now, the answer to Jehoshaphat was, the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. How did he get that kind of response from God? Wouldn't we all love to hear that? About seven of you. We gonna get everybody. We gonna get everybody. Hallelujah. Wouldn't we all want to hear? Hallelujah. We're standing and we're facing something in our lives, and then we hear God step in and say, hey, don't worry about nothing. This ain't your battle. I got this. I'm gonna take care of it. Better yet, hallelujah, I'm gonna tell you where the enemy is at, what they doing, but hallelujah, I want you to go to the battle, but you ain't gonna fight. Oh, hallelujah. My, what a place. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 5. Listen, the Bible says that Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord and before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Hallelujah. Listen, he's putting God in place. Now he's saying, now my fathers, hallelujah, The people in my generation, they told us you were the God of the heavens. Hallelujah. You see what he's doing? He's exalting God. He's taking his problem. His problem was the Moabites and the children of Ammon. Hallelujah. Now he's going to God and saying, Lord, I bring all my cares and my fears to you. But look at his approach. His approach was, our fathers told us, you are the God of the heavens. Woo! Is he not that God tonight? I don't know about you. When I start reading this, hallelujah, when I pray, I make sure I throw that verse in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua said, Lord, our fathers, they told us you are the God of the heavens. And I believe in the Bible, it has a question mark there. Like, God, answer me. Aren't you the God of the heavens? Oh, are you with me? He says, and rulest, hallelujah, not thou over the kingdoms of the heathen, hallelujah. Now he said, you're the God of the heavens, but Lord, I've also come to realize that the heathens can't do nothing. You're controlling the devil. You're controlling everything that's wrong in my life. You are the God of God. Yeah. What is he doing, church? Hallelujah. He's giving God some thanksgiving. Look at his approach. He's entering in with thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. Ooh. Glory to God. He says, and in thine hand, is there not power and might? Now, he's talking to God, but he's lifting God up above everything else. He said, Lord, my God. He said, you're my God, the God of the heavens. You rulest over the heathen. Is not there power and might in your hand? Do y'all serve that God tonight? Woo! Look at the approach to God. Now you think about it. If these words are coming from the deepest of sincerity, I'm kind of running ahead of myself a little bit. But you think about it. If somebody approached you like this, think about it, Pete. If you come home from work, and your wife say, "Oh, Peter, you are such a great man. You're the apple of my eyes. You are my mocha coffee." Y'all see what P. Dippy said? Hey, it is what it is. Woo! Think about, hallelujah, what that would do, hearing that in your ears. That kind of praise, what happens? It gets a response out of you. Now we think about God, hallelujah. God loves to be worshiped. God loves to be put on a pedestal. Hallelujah. Church, when he created the heavens and the moon and the stars, hallelujah, the next thing he created after that was what? Angels. And what was their job? To do what? Worship. Oh, my. And we too often leave this part out when we're approaching God. We just go straight down. Oh, Lord, I need, Father. I know you can do it and this and that, blah, blah, blah. No, let's tell God how great he is. Hallelujah. What they say, you get more honey. I can't remember how it go. Come on, tell me, talk to me. How it go? There you go, hallelujah. Get more flies with honey than vinegar. And I don't know about y'all, I'd rather gargle honey any day than vinegar. Hallelujah. They can say what they want to say about apple cider vinegar and the effects it have on your body. Give me honey all day long. Hallelujah. I'd rather somebody call me honey than cider. Can you imagine your wife turn over and say, good morning, cider? No, I'd rather have honey all day long. Good morning, honey. Hallelujah. You get more flies with honey than vinegar, amen. See, church, these are natural laws that we appreciate. What about God? Hallelujah. Natural things type out spiritual things. Oh, my, we're going to read a little bit more. Hallelujah. Everybody all right? He said, power and might. He said, so that none is able to withstand thee. Hallelujah. He said, all power, all might is in your hand, and nobody can withstand you. Whew. And I'm going to keep saying this. Is that your God tonight?
Why don't we tell him enough who he is? The right approach. And look, this is not a rebuke. Does Peter say, as long as I'm here to stir up your remembrance, hallelujah. And this is just a reminder of who our God is and how we are to approach him. And if we approach him right, he can't withhold himself. Because he loves to be worshipped. He loves to be exalted. Now listen, let's keep reading. Verse 7. Now he ain't stopped. He ain't stopping, hallelujah. What he is doing, what we call it, hallelujah. You know when you're in a courting stage, hallelujah, you bring flowers and candy, Valentine's Day coming around, bring flowers, candy, you know, some of us bought a bracelet and all these things. What do you call that? You call that pouring it on thick. She already like you. She like you enough to go on a date with you, but now you got all these other paraphernalias with you. What are you doing? You're pouring it on thick because you don't want to know. You want to, yes, yes, I do, yes. That's what you want. You want to hear, yes. Church, think about it. What if we pour it on thick with God? Oh, I know this may seem elementary to some of you, but just think about it. Just think about how many people approach God with worship and they walked out with what they was asking for. Hallelujah. They entered in with thanksgiving. They entered in with praise. And they walked out with answers. Hallelujah. Oh my. Look, let's keep going. He says, art not thou the God, art not thou our God, who didst drive out the enemy of the land before thy people? Now look, he's saying, God, you already done great things for us. Lord, we didn't already seen you defeat the devil. Hallelujah. We have already seen you defeat the devil. We have already seen you defeat the devil. We have already seen you defeat the devil. Hallelujah. Lord, we've already. Anybody ever been healed? You know what we ought to do? You know, now, we've been healed, and we go on to other battles, but we never give God praise approaching that new battle for what he did. He healed you. Now, this battle, you may be needing deliverance. But I'll tell you something, when you go into that battle of deliverance, say, Lord, I remember you to be Jehovah Rapha. And how you healed me from my cancer, from my diabetes, from my broken heart, or from my eye problem, or whatever it was, from my sadness, from my depression. I remember how you healed me, how you drove out the inhabitants in my land. You are still that God for this battle. Woo! The God of the heavens. The God with all power and might in his hand. The God who controlleth the heathens. Now, I know I told y'all earlier that you can't really say what somebody else said, but I'm sorry. I'm still in this. I'm still in this exhortation, hallelujah, that King Jehoshaphat has gave the Lord. So when I go into prayer, I start reminding him of things that Jehoshaphat said because he's the same thing to me. Hallelujah. Look, and he says, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, the friend of the friend forever. And they dwelled therein, and they built the sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, He said, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famines, we stand before this house, hallelujah, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. Hallelujah. Look at what, hallelujah, Jehoshaphat is saying. He's saying, when everything fails, Lord, I know there's some place I can go where your presence will meet me. Amen. Hallelujah. A place that's been, hallelujah, it's been sanctified unto you. And your glory has come. And you know what, Lord? I've gotten manifestation in this place. So I know you here, hallelujah. Now we're not talking for our day a building, we're talking about this place, hallelujah. I know that the spirit, your presence walks and lives with me, hallelujah. So you ought to be able to stand firm against all your fears and say, Lord, meet me again. Hallelujah. Feel like somebody else walking up here. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. It must be the approach tonight. Y'all know we are not alone. Hallelujah. We are not alone. Just think about it. If we tap into this kind of exhortation or giving God the glory like this, although this happened some 2,000 years ago, isn't he the same? Hallelujah. The prophet God said, I'll say it again, if you meet those same conditions and they got results, he said, if you do the same, you'll get the same results. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Look. I'm going to finish this verse out. He says, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our afflictions, then thou wilt hear and help. Now, this is a big step, hallelujah, approaching God. We don't think crying is necessary. And I'm not so much talking about, hallelujah, tears from your eyes, but I'm talking about a deep, dire supplication from your inward man. A cry unto God, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need answers for this. Hallelujah. Church, we ought not to settle for unanswered prayers. Whew. But a lot of times it's because our approach and God's just waiting for us to get it right. And what we do, because it's taking a little time, we start adding in our own stuff. Well, I guess it wasn't God's will. I ain't gonna never stop praying until he tells me that. It may take a long time, I'm gonna keep praying. Unless God tell me it's not his will, I'm gonna keep coming back. Hallelujah. Might be my approach. Hallelujah. Are you with me? He says, and now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but thou turn from them and destroyed them not. Now look, church, I want you to understand, sometimes, hallelujah, God won't deal with things right away. He will let it linger for a purpose. There's some things in your early conversions, hallelujah, that you might have wanted God to take care of, and you're still dragging it along right now. Because that thing is there to keep you close to him. Hallelujah. Somebody in your life, somebody on your job, hallelujah, something going on in your body. God may have could have dealt with it back then, but he knew he had to leave it there because that's going to keep you close. That's going to keep your approach an approach of humility. Hallelujah. You take what he told Paul. Paul had issues in his body, his eyes, and different things, and he kept going to the Lord, praying about it. He said, I besought you 3 times about this, God. And what I want you to realize, while he was seeking God, God was still using his gift. So we have no excuses. We don't get answers. You know what happened? I quit. I ain't going back no more. It's too cold and it snowed last week. We find all kinds of excuses to quit. But look, you know, and that's where mind battles come in. Where you can see God using you, but the prayer is still not being answered. That doesn't mean that God is not being attentive. Sometimes he let those things linger around for a greater purpose. Now look what he told Paul. Paul said, Lord, I done besought you 3 times. I done approached you. I done fasted. I done prayed. I did all this stuff. And now I'm preaching to all these different churches, Corinth and Romans, and I'm preaching everywhere. And you still ain't answering my prayer. And God said, Paul, I left that there. Better yet, he said, I sent the message. He said, I let Satan come, hallelujah, and buffet you, because there's an abundance of revelation. Hallelujah. I'm going to use you so mighty, so great, that I have to let this messenger come and buffet you just to keep you humble so I can continue to use you. Say, Brother Diggs, what are you doing? I'm taking every complaining spirit away from us. After tonight, nobody should feel like you got a right to complain. Because the very thing you may want God to take away, he got it there for a greater purpose. Paul saying, Lord, can you imagine a man that walked around with such authority? He said, grievous wolves going to come after I'm gone. Women walking behind us, oh, these men are holy, holy. As soon as God gave him the okay, he said, come out of a devil. That's the kind of authority he walked with. But I can't get healing for my eyes? Kind of seem a little ridiculous, don't it? But that's God's way, hallelujah. God knows how to keep us close to the throne. Now I want you to look at your trouble, your problem a little bit different, hallelujah. God can answer, and if you have the right approach, he will answer, hallelujah. Whether he'll tell you like Paul, shut up, my grace is sufficient. But he's going to tell you something, hallelujah. And then God told him, he said, hey, my grace is sufficient, and don't bother me no more about this. Am I in the book? That's what he told him. He fasted, prayed 3 times about this matter. Then God comes, see, his approach was right. Hallelujah. He approached God. God came and answered. It may not have been the answer he want, but he heard from God. He no longer had to worry about that. He no longer had to approach God on that issue. Because the way he approached was good enough to get an answer. It wasn't an answer, yes, but it was a good answer. Hallelujah. My. Everybody all right? He said, behold, I say now. They reward, let me back up. Verse 10. He says, and when thou came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of our possession, which thou hast given us. See, now they're saying, we know it's ours. I know this belonged to me, Lord. Why is it taking so long? Now you think about it. He's already giving God all the glory, all the praise, and now he's getting down into the depths of it. Lord, I want to know why I'm going through this. Lord, I want to know what's going on. Listen, see, now it's turning into sincere. Hallelujah. Verse 12, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company. Oh, my. God, I'm dependent on you. He's looking at the situation. He said, there's nothing I can do. You ever been in that place? There's nothing I can't. Church about a year ago, 2 years ago, I came to a conclusion. You know, you start a New Year's resolution every year. You know what I mean? You start a New Year's resolution. You know what I mean? Yours probably was, I'm gonna just be tall, dark, and handsome. But you know, we all have New Year's resolutions. You know, mine was, hallelujah, a couple years ago, and you know, you hate to say this because people always talk about, that's worldly, you shouldn't be having them, yada, yada. You know, I say, you know what, this year, I'm going to control what I can control. And whatever I can't control, I ain't going to worry about it. I'm going to go on to give God my best. No matter how long it sticks with me, no matter how much confusion this particular thing that I may be praying about or whatever it is, but this my attitude was, hallelujah, for that upcoming year, stop fretting about things that you can't control. Give it to the Lord. That's what Jehoshaphat did. He knew he couldn't beat both of those armies. He couldn't beat the army of Moab and the army of Ammon together. So what did he do? His fears drove him to prayer. His fears drove him to a great, hallelujah, thanksgiving and praise of the Almighty God. Where does your fears drive you? Do your fears drive you into worship? I hope y'all catching it. Hallelujah. Because my subtitle was Enter Into His Rest. Because when you really understand who God is, praise, you praise him because you have rest. Hallelujah. You know he's going to take care of you. You know he's God of gods. Amen. He has all might and power in his hand. What is that? Hallelujah. That's rest. Church, and I think too often, hallelujah, we bypass rest, hallelujah, because there's too much fear in the way. And you think about how confused the devil is when we ought to come and be miserable and we come up and we get up in here and we start singing. We start worshiping. Everything, you done wreck your car and storm done came and cave your roof in, or God forbid, and I'm just speaking hypothetically. All kind of stuff that happened, and you get to church and you start, God is good all the time. He put a wrong praise in this heart of mine. God is good. Now what the devil gonna think? He see all the tragedy at your house, but then he see you in church giving God what? Praise. What are you gonna think? He gonna be confused, and God gonna be saying, yes, my child, give me the worship so I can give you a blessing. Yes. Oh my. Yeah. And you know, there are a lot of rumors. There are rumors that's in the message be going around. You know, it's a rumor even hit this church, hardly. I'm not sure if Brother Barrett had heard about it, but you know, there's a rumor going around. Some of you probably heard about it. By Hickory Tabernacle. There's a rumor. I'm just going to tell you, I'm just flat, hardly. Y'all know me, I'm just flat. There's a rumor going around that only black people shout. Is that a rumor? Or is that true? Come on, Hickory Bible. That got to be just a rumor, right? Hallelujah. I know some of you want to jump up right now. Ah, yeah, Brother Diggs. We shout too. See, so I don't be believing them rumors. I just let them talk. I tell them, I say, I've been there. I didn't see no smiles of praise. They ain't quite got out of the seat yet, but I know it's there. Yeah. I know it's there. I can feel it. Ooh, I know it's in here. Hallelujah. So y'all know when I come this way, where you going? I'm going to say, boy, we're going to have a good time. So where you going? Hickory Bible, boy, they... Hallelujah. And some of you sneaky with it, hallelujah. You hear me talking about stuff like this, and what you gonna do? You gonna go home and get in your mirror. You'll get in your mirror and practice. I know what you be doing, yeah, I know. But keep on practicing, you'll get good at it, and then one day it's gonna hit you while you're in church. And you ain't gonna be able to control it. Where it's coming from, it's coming from all that effort you put in at the house. Hallelujah. Oh my. Can't y'all tell I enjoy God? Hallelujah. See, I love to approach him with thanksgiving. Even in the midst of some of your toughest trials, the way to confuse the devil is give God praise. Think about it, Job going through all that he's going through, hallelujah, and then the words that come out of his mouth is, blessed be the name of the Lord. Woo, man, did I, look, if he was an Uber driver, all his cars ain't got repossessed. And the man said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, man, he might have loved going to Chipotle's, all the Chipotle's didn't shut down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He kept saying, blessed be the name of the Lord. And then he told in the height of it, he said, the Lord God giveth and the Lord. Now that's what you call some rest. Yeah. He ain't got nothing good happening in that moment, but he's speaking like it's a blessing. Oh, Jesus Christ. What about us, church? Oh, my. I want you to understand something. A lot of times, ministers preach by their experience. So what I'm preaching to y'all, I'm tapping into. I'm learning through the midst of everything I go through, traveling and preaching and body and all this other stuff to give God praise. Hallelujah. I just want to pour praise on you. Let me stop. Because I'm quick to take a praise break now. Y'all know I'm very unconventional, hallelujah. I'm not the average preacher, hallelujah. You stand there and look at me, you provoke me to worship. You better smile or do something. I start, there's no God like Jehovah up in here. Hallelujah. Raise your voice. Lift your hand. Hallelujah. See, I couldn't preach like this if I didn't feel welcome. Although some of your faces don't say welcome. But I feel it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna be too much longer. I'm about to close. Let's keep going. Verse 12, he says, "Oh God, oh our God, wilt thou not judge him?" I already read that. Let's go to verse 13. He says, "And all Judah stood up before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children." Then, see, they stood up and they began to give God praise. They began to worship the Lord. And in the midst of them, everybody in unison giving God praise. Why are they giving God praise? Because of the battle they can't fight. Rest. Oh, my. Verse 14. This is why God gave him the answer he gave them, because of everything he did up to verse 14. He says, "Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mathani, a Levite, a son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation." See, Brother Deeks, what are you saying? This is what I'm saying in a nutshell. Church, when we approach God, his Spirit will come among us. Let me say it again. When we approach God right, his Spirit will come among us. Hallelujah. Now I want you to think about it. God cannot change. And what if we all would get a true revelation of what Jehoshaphat was saying to God up into the 14th verse? What if that becomes a part of our worship? That means the Spirit of the Lord would have to move, because he can't change. If God came down, hallelujah, if God came down because a man said, "Oh, you're the God of the heavens. You control the heathens. You got power and might in your hand." And he said it with all sincerity, hallelujah. And God came down. He has to do it for us. Whew. I want you to think about that. When y'all next service, Sunday morning, the next time you come to church, before you get here, why don't you give God some thanksgiving? Wake up in the morning and say, "Lord, I just want to bless your name. I know our brother gonna song lead or whoever's gonna be, I know they're gonna do it, but I just wanna get mine out now. Hallelujah. I just wanna give you some praise before I even get into the place where I know you're going to meet us." Spirit came down. Verse 15. And he said, "Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the king of Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." God gave him this kind of answer. Why? Because of his approach. Because of the approach of the people. Whew. He says, "And hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of the great multitude. The battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff. Now God is telling them exactly where your enemy is going to be. Don't that sound like victory? They hadn't even fought yet. God said, the battle is not yours, but I'm going to tell you exactly where the enemy is going to be. He says, before the wilderness of Jeruel, he said, ye shall not need to fight. He said, I'm going to show you where the enemy at. I'm going to tell you to go down there. He said, but you ain't going to do no fighting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that kind of battle. Don't you love that kind of battle? Where you just see things before you and God just come in and deal with it. My. He says, set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Because of the praise and the worship that they gave, God has come now and give them an assurance. Let's jump over. Let's go to verse 21. Hallelujah. This is what I want you to walk away with, church. Hallelujah. Now, he said, don't fight. Just go down there. He said, but this is what I want you to do. He says, and when ye have consulted with the people, now just Jehoshaphat, verse 21, he says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed what? Singers. I thought it was a battle. He said, he appointed singers, oh my, unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. Hallelujah. The army ready to fight, and they come out there and say, my God is greater, my God is stronger, God, you are higher. You better not come no closer, we're going to bless you. My God is ruler. Awesome in power, my God. They met the enemy with worship. Not physical strength, not physical fight. They met the enemy with what? Rest. Trusting in their God. God told me don't go to fight. He said he told me to come worship. Hallelujah. What about that attitude? Don't come to church complaining. Just come and worship. Listen, he says that they went out before the army and they say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now I want you to show what worship is. Hallelujah. I want to show you what worship is. Verse 22, he said, and when they had begun to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. Your praise, your worship is an ambush for the devil. You approach right, hallelujah. Satan don't know what's going on, but your praise is setting up an ambush because he don't know how to deal with you. But God is just receiving it, and next thing you know, God is dispatching angels to deal with your enemy. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Hallelujah. They didn't put up one finger. They didn't throw one arrow, shoot one gun. They didn't do anything. All they did was what? Gave God praise. Come on, musicians, come. Think about that, hallelujah. And sometimes we miss God because he's too simple. It's so simple, hallelujah. Church, the third pool came down upon Hattie Wright because she sit there and she said, there ain't nothing but the truth. And the greatest anointing of her time came down upon her right there because she gave God praise. Oh my. God came to Hezekiah and told Hezekiah, it's time for you to go. You got to go. Your time is over. The Bible says Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He started to cry. He said, Lord, I walked before you with a perfect heart. Lord, you know I did this. Lord, I need 15 more years. And God came and heard his cry. Whew. What about us, church? instead of fussing and fighting, let's just give God some glory. The prophet of God said, when it comes to issues, and he say, somebody talk to you, you be like, nah, you ain't gonna talk about me, I'm gonna talk bad about you. He said, as long as you fighting it, God can't fight it. Hallelujah. And I'm preaching to myself too. Because coming up 85, all in all that traffic, this and that, somebody cut in front, I say, you big. And I have to come and say, nah, that ain't how a Christian act. God is working with your patience. Hallelujah. So what we ought to do, church, keep this in mind. God is ready, and the prophet God said he want to do it more than you can imagine. Hallelujah. But sometimes it's our approach, how we approach God. Let's try to approach God a little bit better. Hallelujah. Let's try to approach him with some thanksgiving. Let's try to approach him with some healing. Hallelujah. If you wake up tomorrow and your leg hurting, hallelujah, thank God for the other leg that ain't hurting. That's simple enough, right? At least you still got the leg. It's hurting, but you still got it. But some people ain't got two legs. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. Lord, we pray it was something to help your people. Lord God, by no means, Lord, we just try to make a mockery of the gospel, but Lord, we want to just show the simplicity of what it is, Lord. Lord, how you love to be worshiped, how you love to be praised. Lord God, you even say in scripture that you inhabited the praises of your people. You dwell among that praise and that worship, Lord. Lord God, and though we may do it in different ways, but you still, your presence, your attributes, and who you are, it still requires us to give you glory. Lord, and we love you. We thank you. We bless your holy name. We pray you would be with the pastor tonight, Lord, and touch his back, Lord God, and give him strength. Let the ministering spirits of healing go and touch his body, Lord, even in this moment, Lord. Allow him to give you praise for what you're about to do. Lord, and all the different ones, Lord, who went up in prayer tonight, the different sicknesses, Lord, and those who have colds and flus, Lord, we know that you're a healer, Lord. Lord, and we give you praise for Isaiah 53, that there's nothing that the enemy can do that can stop what you've already done. So, Lord, we exalt you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let church say amen. Let church say amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing the song.
In moments like these, sing out a song. A song. Sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up out a song, I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, oh, I lift up my hands, I lift up my hands to the Lord.
Amen. You enjoy that tonight? He loves our praise. Amen. And I was thinking, I'm Canadian. Prophet said we're starchy. I was thinking as well, I moved to the States to get delivered. Then I moved to the South, and maybe I'll get better. Oh, I enjoy Brother Diggs. He just brings it home, doesn't he? Just brings it to our level, and I'm really, really, really appreciative of that. Let's sing, I Will Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving in My Heart. He literally gave me 10 songs, and I have no idea what key any of them are in, so we'll just try.
I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Oh, He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Well, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Well, He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Sing it out again.
I just want to take a little bit of time and shout glory, glory, glory. I don't know what number it is. I know what's in there. There we go. Let's start with the chorus.
Well, I just want to take a little bit of time and shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time and shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, 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 glory to the Lord. Sing it again. Well, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, 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 glory to the Lord. Well, the whole world's groping in darkness, but He gave us a light to see. The whole world's groping in darkness, but He gave us a light to see. Oh, the whole world's groping in darkness, but He gave us a light to see. Imagine how He loves you and me. Amen. I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, 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 glory to the Lord. Well, the train's at the station and it's pouring towards home. God's children getting ready to leave. The train's at the station and it's pouring towards home. God's children getting ready to leave. Yes, the train's at the station and it's pouring towards home. God's children. children get ready to leave. The engineer's blowing the whistle, people are going to only believe. Yes, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. You're dismissed. God bless you. Well, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time to shout glory, glory, glory.